Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yes, we're back on Keep the Ball Again!
He's been in a bad place the last month, hasn't he?
Have any been? His mum texted me saying he's been locked in that room like a dildo.
You're joking.
Derek Ferguson. Nah. Dirty Duchess. We're in the day. What a boozer. By the way, there's an addition to the podcast this year. Because he's in the championship, he's not wearing them anymore. He's donated an open goal.
Brian Rice.
Brian Rice is Balenciaga.
That's the one, aye?
Eh? That's the ones you won, mate. Get a wee smell at the end of them. Why'd they sell?
Are they smelling nice enough?
Right, the real boys out Saturday.
Aye.
How excited, Andrew, we'll start with you. You're going to be playing a massive game.
Aye. Wow. Huge.
Huge.
Second biggest game so far between us and the Heat, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Both doing.
What's happening with the fans at the back?
I don't know. They put a request, didn't they, for more, but we've only had 2,000 the last couple of home games, but... Good to be back, man. Hearts in the top flight. Celtic first game of the season. Can't ask for much,
man. You'll be playing, won't you?
Don't know. Soon see. Hopefully.
What about his goal?
I didn't see it.
I saw it.
You did see it. Put in the group.
Zinger meal with chips, mate. Bottom corner.
What are you thinking?
Don't have any goalie, but...
What is that? Is that zinged?
A wee daisy cutter.
But a wee bit of cider as well.
I didn't think you had that
in. I just put a touch of cider on it. Just so it would just fade a wee bit just into the far corner.
Just tease the goal in.
You need to start.
Why is he diving?
I don't know. He should have just appreciated it. You know what I mean? You should have started clapping as soon as it left my foot.
I didn't know you had that.
That's what we want to see Murphy.
You say that every week. It doesn't matter what I do.
We want to see goals for Halliday this year, don't we? I'm saying six. What's your target? Eight for midfield, you've said?
No, I've set a personal target for assists. I'd take any goals, mate. I had the score these days.
You had goals last year. Yeah.
Nah, not many. Assists, you had four or something. I had a few assists.
Why don't we do used to head-to-head goals?
Mate, how are you don't score?
He does.
No, I never score. I should have shot against yous. I passed it.
Why do you not?
AJ Bulls passed it back to the keeper.
Why do you not put yourself in position to?
My ankle's too sore to shoot, mate.
Hey,
can I just
place it in?
Can I side foot it hard either?
You like putting the balls back in it, don't you?
I love it.
Where have you
never really scored much either?
No.
You're the only goal scorer.
I always kick the ground shot. Always kick the ground.
The ground.
Try to go with as much pill as you can. And then just volley the ground. Horrible feeling.
Right. But you'd be fucking there because wingers are expected to score goals at.
So I'm saying I was an out and out winger, it was bad coaching back in the day.
Less just stay wide.
Drink, you were the last of that generation, stay wide, be a man, put balls
so
in the box.
What do wingers get taught now?
Mess them want to come in and play as
Teddy. Mess them, I play like inverted.
Yeah.
You wouldn't like that one, would you?
But they do, right, you're right.
Right foot on the left hand side, left foot on the right hand side.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, so first game of the season, you've got a hard game. Aye. Would you prefer a wee easy one, Kev, first game of the season? You would, don't you?
You want
3 points on the board.
We played Hamilton one game of the season. I think it was my first full season with Carmarthen. We played Hamilton, you're thinking, that's a good one. I think we won 3-0 or something. Yeah, but then again...
A good start for the season is key, isn't it?
Yes.
When you get somebody like Celtic, you must be looking forward to that because you've got any fans in your chances. I would say... The only team I wouldn't be fancy playing Rangers.
Tynecastle, innit? Tynecastle, we've got to fancy ourselves this year to take as many points as we can at Tynecastle. I think as well, if you're going to play Celtic, surely that's the best thing to play them.
Aye,
when the new managers just came in, they've probably no made, they're no finished in terms of signings, they'll probably bring in a few more players for now at the end of the window. Still going to be obviously a good team, going to be a hard game, but we've had a good pre-season as well. This is what I'm not, I'm not a big fan of the League Cup campaign starting before the season because they disrespect to the Blue Town, but you're playing Peterhead, Cove, Stirling, and you're straight into Celtic first game of the season. We don't get the luxury of playing four or five friendlies of teams we want to pick. Yep. So, like, I know we're probably going to get to Celtic's game, but they're playing quality opposition like West Ham, Rangers are playing Arsenal, Real Madrid. Yeah. So
but you've been doing that yo-yo test every day at the park with Rodney Wilson, so you must be fit as fuck.
Have you caught it?
Somebody says that he goes home and blows his saxophone as well after it.
That's a jet, Kev, you're getting messed up.
Is that true though, that Robbie plays?
I don't know, I heard yesterday.
Somebody in the gym came up to us and says, for a fact, plays the sax. Has he never played for the boys?
Sax? No.
Does he do that yo-yo test though?
Ah, he's done it a few times.
You win every day?
Jig always wins.
Explain it. Just explain what it is.
Size,
did you used to look forward to the first game of the season? It's a good build-up, the first game of the season.
You did, didn't you?
Aye.
No,
you loved the pre-season stuff, didn't you?
Pre-season into the first few games and that was me done. As soon as you got called, hated it. But this is the best weekend, the most exciting, because it's the end of pre-season, isn't it?
But were you ever at a team where you were a certain starter for the first game of the season?
Aye, Motherwell, 17-year-old. Unbelievable. 17-year-old.
Were you in the team at the start of the season for Motherwell 17?
Starter, Vincent Johnston, up at McDermott Park, where we went, done an interview. Remember that?
Yes,
shambles.
I remember.
We were up there, and I get taught up starting, 17-year-old, went into warm up. Fuck all rhyme with me, carried on, my hamstring pulled off a cum before the game started.
No, you
never. No,
went into warm up.
No chance.
Nah, I was injured, to be fair.
Hey, what happened in the warm up?
Hammy was tight.
You're a shite bag, man.
Nah, I'm kidding on, I was injured, to be fair.
So what?
So you went from no injured to it was a wee bit of time to I was injured.
Nah, was
did
injured.
You travel up the day of the game or did you stay over the night before?
No, I travelled up the day of the game. My dad, my gran was there as well.
Are you one of them who travelled up in your dad's motor and never got on the bus?
Did we travel up in the motor? No, I think it was
have you were on the bus?
I hadn't on the bus. Up I went, get told I was starting.
What were you eating on the bus anyway? Pretty much.
How many Mars bars?
Jaffa cakes, not in it.
Jaffa cakes? Mate, I hate Jaffa cakes, man.
Disgusting.
People love them.
They've got to change it, haven't they? See the stuff in the change room, they're leaving the tables. They've got to get change it, haven't they?
See, we used to get Galaxies, mate. Bars of Galaxies.
Brilliant.
Never ate like
always
that.
Get one. I don't know. You always get a wee old guy, didn't you? Or about the club and that, walking about with my hands in his pocket, don't you?
And that gate, it's usually a kit man, getting you a wee...
Brilliant, and it's always the best of stuff.
So anyway, you...
So I went up there, and he was on the to start.
When did you find that you were starting the day before?
Nah, I think it was on the day of the game. And get it a big licks to warm up then, hamstring pull. That's horrible, innit? 17-year-old as well.
You were flying at that point as well?
Frightening.
How did you deal with that pressure after the hamstring went?
Move on.
We got it again.
Kev, you, first game of season, love it?
I loved it. Because like you worked all that hard. Pre-season shit. The only good thing about pre-season is if you get a good away pre-season trip, like abroad.
Yeah.
Get a bit of sun. Although it's hard training because the weather's warmer. Just getting away. But then when you get back, and you've got to enjoy the first couple of months, because see when it starts, the weather changes, it's crap. Like, it just put a dampener on.
See, pre-season trips away, did you put the sun cream on the jet's back, or?
No.
What was it like with that?
What, the jet? The jet loved the sun? No, like, the jet loved away trips, because he loved the sun. Him and Billy were sun gods. Aye. Like, he would quickly get us half a train going,
Was he a trunks man or shorts?
Aye, no, he was like Fong. Big speedos.
Was he?
Aye, definite speedos.
What, speedos and t-shirt or just speedos?
No, it's just speedos.
What, walking about with the boys?
Aye, not a problem up at there. Up by the pool. He used to go to a place in Italy called Il Choco. I think he went there like years ago when he was the Hearts manager back in the day with Lockie and that. Uh-huh. And then he just kept taking all his teams there. We went there with, did we go there with Kilmarnock?
Hearts have been there loads, haven't they?
Aye. Mm. So, it was good. I enjoyed it. And then, like you say, pre-season, the fixtures come, but you always look to see who you're getting. And then season's underway and you go off to a good start, it kind of stands you in good stead, especially if you are like you at home. Try and get as many points at home as you can, because if I think the Hearts this year, that'll determine how well they'll do as the home ties.
What are we saying for the Heat this year?
The Heat?
Need to try getting
the playoffs, mate.
Aye.
Think you got a chance?
Yeah.
Who's first game?
We're the favourites to go down.
Are you?
Massive favourites to go
down. Get that put up on the board.
Do you know what
I've to be made aware of that, Paul.
Well done, Simon.
Do you know what I've took one Peterhead game, 3 points, didn't I?
How you did, mate? You gave us a wee hand on Cove, didn't you? Kind of.
Did you, mate? Aye.
How they set up and how they go about it.
You told me that actually. I like that for you, Stu. You're ready, fucking start.
Mastermind
ready, and together.
But first game of the season, best, mate. I love it. Eh? That's the only one I enjoy. And the rest of my fucking.
Who have you got?
I remember my favourite story. First game, remember the Canio Hartlepool away 8-hour trip. Got a 1-1 draw. He was raging. Anyone laughs on the bus 8-hour trip back, I'll come fucking ass on the way back.
Oh my god.
You, Matt Ritchie, was giggling.
Kept tickling himself on the way up.
Kept tickling himself. Amazing. We've got Al at home, so
that's a good one. Well, to start
up against Fergie, yeah.
They'll play as well. They'll try to shoot yours, probably.
Should make for a good game, mate.
Aye.
Looking forward to it.
Celtic.
It's a big one for the weekend, isn't it?
Aye.
Massive. Is it, why is it so late on Saturday night?
I know.
I've never
half 11
game.
Tonight.
Not
even, man. Aye,
telly, aye. What time is that?
About 8 o'clock, mate, this Saturday night.
Why is
that? It's
aye. I think that's actually a thing going forward this year. I'm sure, like, Scott.
That's when Robbie usually plays his sax, isn't it?
Who the fuck has band? I wonder where he is. Somebody playing that band. The jet will need to take place.
Every year we get a manager.
It's a trombone you play, so legit.
Love to see Rachel at Bangladesh.
But what about for, see, for a Celtic perspective, Paul? The family and that, Hearts away is not really the first fixture you want, is it? Or is it?
Well,
right in the deep end?
I would say so, and I think, obviously, last season, Hearts fans are a wee bit on Nielsen's case, aren't they? So, if you go there and put a good result in, Nielsen might start shaking. So, who knows? I don't know.
Might start shaking.
Might be a good game to watch.
His band will be looking for him. Oh, honestly, man.
But when we've not
who else in the band?
Oh, that's a good question.
I think the Jet will go on the drums.
The Jet on the drums.
Pants. Battle of the drums, did you?
Definitely.
Yeah. Nielsen on the sax.
John Sutter on the piano playing the jigs teeth. Just playing jigs teeth on the piano.
Mate, we've not even asked what the star of the show has been up to for the last 2 weeks. There's only one star, wasn't there?
Who's that?
Susie Slane.
Oh,
mate, she was a godsend, man. Anytime we were struggling for something to say, we just...
I mean, she's actually in finishing now.
Will she be about?
I don't know where she is. She is in finishing. I think she's getting her nails done in her eyebrows.
What a coolness she had by...
She was brilliant, wasn't she?
Uh-huh. Right, Rangers, the champions. How their confidence be going in after beating Real Madrid? Was it a Real Madrid proper side, or was it...?
Nah.
Wasn't it a full team? 200 million?
A few of them, aye.
200 million worth
of talent? 200 million worth of talent on the pitch.
And were you there?
No. No, I watched it though. I watched it back later on. Rangers were unbelievable, by the way.
Were they good?
Forget about the result, performance. 18 shots to one on target. They were unbelievable.
Who was good? Come on, give
Ryan Kent.
Ryan Kent was incredible.
Honestly. Just took
yeah, he's going to take his game another level, is he?
Aye. I think we'll just continue. What is he, 24? 25? So he's still young enough to keep improving. Again, though, I said it last year at the start of pre-season. He did improve on his numbers. I still want more numbers for him because of how good he actually is. And I think performance-wise, he was unreal last year, but he was unbelievable. Fashion's a Sakala, man, he looks absolutely lightning as well.
Is he quite raw? But
I thought he looked a wee bit raw with just a couple of touches within the game, but that's the first game. He's only been training for like 4 or 5 days. The rest of the team have been back for like a month. So, but out with that, man, looks so dangerous. Direct, winning fouls, dangerous areas. Obviously, took his goal well as well. So I think they're looking good.
Ne Alfredo for the opening game.
When is
he? Alfred, he was in the Copa America, wasn't he? Yeah, he didn't play much, but I think he's obviously maybe got an extended break. But look, I think we might be surprised if we see Alfredo still at Rangers come the season start. I think he might be off. I don't know where.
Porto,
isn't it? Just think, is that who's interested? But I don't think any Rangers fan could deny him a move because he's been brilliant for the club for the last whatever years he's been there. Scored goals every season. And if this young guy come in, Sakala... might be a ready-made replacement, you know what I mean? I know Andy said earlier before the show started that he was a bit raw, but that sometimes helps when you're young because you don't have that fear or expectation. You just go out and do your thing. And I think with a club the size of Rangers, fans coming back into the stadium, you're going to need people with confidence, and that might just be the key. But no, Rangers, I watched some of the highlights with Ryan Kent, and I think one of the Real Madrid official kind of fans' Twitter pages had said that why are we trying to sign Mbappe, let's just get him in.
Did they? I'm trying to get him in.
Obviously, there's a bit of tongue in cheek in that, but there was a lot of highlight reel going around the one when he done the boy in the half
Salgado,
A line.
Salgado, wasn't it? He was doing Salgado.
I don't understand why Premier League clubs only try to get him, putting big money in.
There's been a lot of transfers. I thought there'd be
last year, and then not really
had
it this year.
Ridiculous. Think they'll keep a hold of Kent, Andrew?
I think they will.
He's not wanting to move his snake. Supposedly his snake loves it. I'm glad he's got his pet snake.
He's set here, isn't he? He loves it. The snake loves it here. Just gone down Kelvin Grove for a coffee.
And slipped my way.
Watching you doing the yo-yo test with Robbie. The snake loves that, didn't he?
He loves it. But I don't think we'll go this. I said it before the Euros, didn't I? I thought if there was anyone I'd fancy to probably move on, it was Glenn Kamara, because I knew he would go and have a good Euros, but he was unbelievable in the game as well.
I thought he was going to be away, so is there a chance he'll stay?
There's not really been any speculation about
West Ham, I've seen. No, is that old rubbish?
Is that right? Aye.
So I've seen.
Boise to be with the old.
Boise's saying he's not going to buy him unless he gets a bigger house. So
I think the one point the Canny loses, Ryan Kent. I think the rest
could be replaced, players,
but they could be replaced.
Goldson, I talk about Goldson that day as well.
Aye, no chance. He's just about signing a new deal. Apparently,
never been.
I don't think
he told you that one.
Don't know. Just what his name is.
But I think if we've speculated every year for the last 3 years about Alfredo Morelos leaving, I think since his Rangers career, I think now at any time Rangers will be more settled within the players that they've got. If he does leave, they've got Sakala, Roof, Itton, so they've got replacements to be made. Nobody wants to play against this fashion Sakala, but just watching how quick he is, how athletic he is. So I think if the time was to cash in Alfredo Morelos, they've got somebody there. It looks as if they can step in. And
could he come in? Do you could come in and play a full season as Rangers number 9?
Sakala?
What age is he?
24, I think.
Oh, right, I thought he was younger.
What's Gerrard saying just about Morelos? He said about there's a third party making a lot of noise. What does that mean?
His arse.
Probably talking about probably talking about his agent.
That was so serious there as well.
Well, third party.
I just hate agents, man. Hate agents. Probably talk about
it. Hate agents when it's the losing players, but when they're trying to get players in, they're the best friends. It's just, that's just fit.
I will say this, Lundstrom's a good signing.
Aye,
I know he wasn't great for Sheffield United last year, but I think he'll suit the Scottish game, won't he? Fucking legs.
Aye.
Decent player.
And they've not spent it. They brought in John Lundstrom on a free for the Premier League, Sakala for a free, Offa bought the Bournemouth on a free. Jack Simpson was a pre-contract as well, so no spent any of this.
Offerbore. You know much about him? Can we get in to give a wee bit of insight? Nah, not interested.
Not interested.
Will they be happy with that, or will they think they'll try and get more in?
I think
they might look to get a striker in if Morelos goes.
Aye.
I think so. Because I think he said that about the boy, was it Sakala? He said he's very good, but we've still got to nurture him. So he might want somebody to come in, Simon, who's already nurtured.
Give us an example that you could get.
I would say, it's a cracky question, Andy.
Callan.
Sheridan, innit?
Callan Sheridan. John Obika, free trade, St. Marnie's on a free.
They've desperately getting for years, haven't they? So no, listen, I don't know, I could be wrong, but I think this is, as a manager, he's in the dream situation. It's so hard to find a squad that you don't really need to make much
changes.
And when you have that, that's a dream situation for a manager, isn't it?
Rangers' best business for now at the end of the window will be trying to keep their best boys.
Yeah. And Scott Rice, still there, he just came in.
I think he looks like he's pushing for a start now. So.
Yeah. His dad Ian Wright's absolutely buzzing on
him. He reminds me of you, player-wise, no joke.
Scott Wright?
Right, aye. Similar.
Yeah.
Is that what you were like?
Direct.
Tricky.
I know about people, innit?
Good looking.
Stunning looking boy. Aye, so listen. Great cracking. What a start this has been, innit?
Kev, Rangers, do you think they'll be happy with the three, or would you agree a striker?
No, I think they're fine now. Like Slaney says, until Morelos either stays or goes, a decision will be made then. But I think actively they'll still be looking at maybe they'll have targets in the background that they could go for if they need to. But they're in a situation where if they bring in somebody, like they bring in, obviously, we don't know anything about Offerbore. See, if he isn't had a success, it's not a great big deal. The Rangers, they've got that bigger squad and quality in their squad that if one or two of the squad members didn't fit in straight away, it's not a big problem with us. If you look at, obviously, we're going to talk about Celtic. They hate to bring in players that need to hit the ground running. They don't bring in players that hit the ground running because they haven't got the strength and depth. So Rangers are in a very, very strong position.
Right. Big bid. Who's taking the Balenciaga? It's between Nielsen and McPake. Both came up for the championship.
I think.
Who's
Nielsen will be a
good arm wrestle that one.
I think Nielsen would suit the Balenciagas.
No, yeah,
I think he's a bit of a hipster, isn't he?
He's giving a bit out now, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's doing interviews and that.
Big jazz, he's got a bit. Oh, right, boy.
We'll see this season how it gets on.
Oh, right.
I don't like to say stuff like that.
Who else in the Premier League? I think Callum Davidson.
I think Tommy Wright.
No.
Tommy Wright, do you think? In the Championship,
too. He was shooting big clunky as well. Yeah. Clunky trainees.
Right, there you go. They're Tommy Wright. It's Tommy, if you want to come and collect them for the Duchess.
Yeah.
See, to be fair, they'd be better off in the bin.
You like them there?
Yeah, they're honking boys. Sorry. I'm maybe just old school, but...
You're Nike all day, aren't you?
Tam Courts. Tam Courts is the one.
He needs to step into big shoes.
Wow. They're the ones for him. With skinny jeans. With skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans.
And a vest.
Ripped shirt.
Dog tags.
That's a good shout.
PC.
Right, Tam Courts, come and collect your trainers.
It's one of the wee guys that we are them anyway to give us their next.
Hey, let's move on after that. Malmore, Helsinki, first Champions League
qualifier. I think. I don't know much about the tour.
Malmo always is a good football. I think Hibs have played them a few times in the past. Decent football.
They beat Rangers last time. Rangers were in the chat. Was a good beat Rangers. Yeah. 2011.
No, I think this would fancy their chances against either of their sides. Definitely.
Drill them.
Aye. Like that. It's a 3-4. It's a 3-4 all day.
Gordon Dill just used to actually hear that on the radio for him.
Drill it.
Do you want to see Clyde one?
Some days, my days are off.
No, my days are days are for what?
Podcasting it.
What, so 6 days a week? And we need to say that, R.I.P. the boogie song, that'll never be sung again.
Aye, that's it done.
Thank the Lord.
Thank fuck.
Fuck me, that song with torture. It was your song though, as I said in the live shows, the leeches try to suck the blood out of it. It was your song with
Jack.
I'm a retired Jack, wasn't it? Jack Scott.
Eh? Your pal Jack.
Jack Scott tried to suck it, didn't he?
Who's Jack?
Jack Leechy. Oh, he's got to click on Leechy.
Wow,
this is bad,
isn't it? I need to say, by the way, I had a few beers with Big Rooney Saturday night. He was asking for us.
Is he?
Big Sean Rooney, what a hero.
What, wait, I've seen the pictures. Is that what you mean?
I'm fitting Jack Leach's house, mate. What a night, man, honestly.
He's a great big guy.
He's a great guy, isn't he?
Aye. He was a good guest, him.
Aye, he was.
Up for it as well, wasn't he?
He is up for it, mate. He is up for it. He wants to come back on, so we'll get him on. Right, we're on at Celtic. We've not spoken about the new manager, Ange Postecoglou. Happy with Paul?
I think he sounds really good, to be fair to him. I know you used to gave him a wee bit, which was shocking to me. I didn't like that. No, listen, but what I can understand, I can look for last season, change what I said when Lennon came in, you know, he's in staff. The guy's done the same. I can't see how that works.
No, I would agree with Paul.
He did say in his first press conference, though, he did say that he's going to take a month, which I don't understand.
I don't think you've got a month, isn't it?
No, I don't understand it, but so he's going to take a month to see what's happening, see what he likes, and then he'll make a decision whether. But I don't really get that. If you're going to go into Warside, do you know what I mean? You need to bring in the people you trust.
Like us.
Simon, you're obviously your first team coach, so Matt, ahead, right? And Slane is obviously in there as well. You get a job as a manager, right? You do well.
I want
you
people
move on
straight away, Kev.
Yeah, I know, but you move on.
Yeah.
You're not going to take a job on and accept it, or their coaching staff already here. Yeah. You want to take your own coaching staff. I'm not saying John Kennedy's like a bad coach or anything. I'm sure he's, by all accounts, he's very, very good. But he's been there the same time as the unsuccessful. He was there the successful time with Brendan Rodgers, and in the Lenny time, that's not quite worked out. He was a part of that.
Yeah.
So for me, if you're coming in to try and change the way Celtic are performing and move them forward, you need to have a clean sweep of the decks. And
Kev, you need a guy next to you who, if you're under pressure, you've had a bad result, you can phone him up on a Saturday night and have a chat, go and meet him for something to eat, talk about.
I don't think it's
will they be able to do that?
I don't think it's a bad idea keeping somebody there, because the guy's from the other side of the world to know the Scottish game and stuff, but you still need your own people in, will you?
Yeah. It's a hard job to come and do on your own over here. Tough. Moved over from Japan, I think his family's still there, which, fair play to him. He's more than willing just to jump on.
I don't know another successful team that, when a new manager came in, no brought his own people in there. I don't know if anybody can name a team that's happened.
Look at Stephen Gerrard when he came in at Rangers. He cleared the decks and brought in everybody. He brought in his own
like
thing.
He brought his doctors.
He's brought everything. His team and slowly built a team, and that's why they became successful. That's why they won the league, because everybody signs on the same hymn sheet. Whereas here at Celtic, it's like, oh, we were part. We don't like him. Or we were part. I'm not saying that's what's happening, but I just think you bring in your own team and it fails or it wins. Yes, I don't know.
See if I got a massive job at a Celtic job, I'd bring in a new reserve manager, a youth team manager. I would bring in everything.
Yeah.
Because everyone needs to be on the same hymn sheet. It can't be him doing this, you doing that.
Well, he's got his proper range style, isn't he? So what if he comes in and says, right, we want to play this attack, we want our fullbacks to drop into something.
Which he likes.
And Kennedy and Stratton sitting there like that, and don't like that. And they say, you need somebody that believes in your thing. I'm not saying that every coach needs to agree with each other, but you do need somebody that's going to buy into it. So I'd listen. I don't know, maybe it could be successful, I don't know.
He speaks quite well, though.
I like him, for me he's quite...
honest, isn't he?
There's a wee bit old school, there's a bit of an old school in him where I would like to think if Celtic don't perform, there'll be a few fucking hairdryer treatments, I think he's quite, but at the same time, he comes across...
Think so?
I think he's got that in his locker, definitely.
It seems quite...
I know, but I just...
It seems dead new school, I think.
I don't know. I think there's a fire in his belly.
I'd love if he went full Australian for. Toadfish is his assistant manager.
Toadfish, he is.
Harold Bishop, director of football. Jason
Joe
Donovan
Mandel
did the half-time entertainment. Half-time entertainment.
Oh my God.
What about signings? Happy with the signings that they've made?
Boy, your bladder looks all right, eh?
I'm a bit frustrated with this because of how can you be getting, and they've already played the Champions League game and they've got half a team playing.
I agree with you.
Champions League qualifier. That's right. A shambles. Now, I understand at the start when they were trying to get Eddie Howe would have wanted his own players in. I get that. When he said no, that's when the club had to then go and bring players in. Nisbet, maybe. Someday, there's players out there. But
we spoke to one of the best players in the Scotland squad that said Nisbet, he thinks he's good enough to play for Celtic.
Aye, 100%. And I can't understand it. We've done it. It happened last year as well. I remember going out to the Champions League and there's still players getting signed on the day. And when that team had started, he's obviously not taking the Champions League series. No, the manager Celtic, though. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
But Celtic, historically, the last lot of years, haven't they took the Champions League seriously? They haven't went out and spent millions of pounds before Champions League qualifiers.
But it's not even spending millions of pounds. I'm just saying the squad of players they went into that game with, isn't he right to qualify?
No.
It must be, a rule on? That they need to play a bit on centre-half in the Champions League qualifiers.
It's crazy.
It's
like Tony Ralston, listen, he's never ever let Celtic down, Ralston. But is he good enough? No for me to say. But not for me to say.
But you've just said it.
No. What I'm saying is,
just say it, Paul. We're here.
No. I don't want to throw him under the bus. Listen, he's a decent enough player, but is he going to be a right back? Where was he for the last 5 years?
Yeah.
No one's seen it. Now he's starting a Champions League qualifier.
But that's because
they're sleeping that board.
So they don't have the depth, so they're having to get your Tony Wilsons back in and play. And I just, for me, if that's the expectations of the club, then it's going to be another long season.
No, they're going to.
They spent nine.
Been quite quiet here, Andrew. I see.
Celtic. I'll let you take it away for Celtic. They spent £9-10 million on two players, and they could be out the Champions League before they're even in the door.
Yeah.
And boy, Starfelt centre half, and I know it doesn't help with the restrictions of coming over. They need to ice it for 10 days, but they knew the stipulations before.
Yep.
They made any sign, they knew that was going to be the case. But it's like they could be going into a win or go home Champions League tie on Wednesday with a 17-year-old and a 19-year-old centre-half.
I think middle of front, they're decent, aren't they? Yeah. They play good stuff. You can see what he's trying to do, but at the back, how Barcastle is still in goal for?
I know. It's
for Celtic.
You're all for giving somebody an opportunity when they come in, they've signed a £5 million.
Hole in the goal.
He's made a few mistakes. So the season's ended. He's had maybe a good pre-season. They thought, right, he's maybe got to settle himself down. But on the evidence of what we've seen so far, he's clearly not.
Boy, Abada or Abala? Is it Abala?
Abada.
Really, he was a good player, didn't he?
Sharp.
Yeah.
Your boy, James Forrest, back 20 minutes at the weekend.
Brilliant.
It's big for him,
isn't it? Yeah, big lift. But it's, again, the
Centre-back. Two right-backs, I would say, they need to sign.
But he can.
Left-back.
And a left-back, yeah.
Yep, definitely.
Two right-backs,
yeah.
Mm. But the Champions League,
so everyone gets injured.
You know.
That's a good take on it. If you've got no confidence in the person that's in there now, like you say, Simon, if you bring in a right back and he gets injured and you have to revert back to somebody you're not confident with, that's why you need two. And I think obviously Greg Taylor for me is a decent enough backup.
Yeah.
But he's not at the level, I think, to be starting every week for sort of good player, but I just don't think.
I think he's better than what people say, man. Greg Taylor.
He's good defensively, Greg Taylor. I think he's one that will know it.
No, I would agree with that in terms of, I think he's in a tough one because he's the guy that's coming after Kieran Tierney. So the levels that Kieran Tierney were at, obviously there's expectancy there, but it's just tough. I just think they need a sort, like my friend was at the game Saturday and I asked him how did they play against West Ham. He says going forward, for the middle to front, it was actually all right. He says, but the minute they started attacking us, we just looked like we were going to concede every opportunity. So
they actually looked good against Mitchell and Celtic.
It's the best I've seen, as in that energy. I didn't see that last year, and I said, but I don't know how you can begin a Champions League qualifier with that defence. I've never seen it like it.
No. And the thing is, I feel for Welsh, because I think Welsh, I've said it last year, I think Welsh is a good player. So you can get somebody good next to Welsh. I think you've got.
He's actually quick, isn't he?
He is quick, man.
How many signings Celtic made? Five?
One, two, three.
No, more than that.
Three, Abada, Starfelt, and Japanese Kyogo.
Shaw.
Oh, right.
The boy with Sheffield Wednesday.
And then
another boy that has five, you're right, yeah.
You're thinking they're going to sign at least another 4 or 5.
Yeah.
But it could be the Champions League by that point.
Yeah.
And by the way, see the money that you could potentially bring in for Edward, £20 million, you lose that in Champions League money.
Yeah.
So it cancels each other out. But
see if you get put out this round here, is that you're Europe altogether?
No, Europa League.
Even this round here?
Yeah.
I mean, if Michelin put them out?
But then they'll have a qualifier in the Europa League.
Do they know if they beat Mittelland, they don't play
PSV.
They beat Galatasaray 5-1, didn't they?
They beat 5, that's right. So it's PSV, that's not going to be easy. But you would like to think, go if you can get through this round, at least go to the PSV game with a chance. If you've got a good centre half in, or, like you say, your defence is sorted, looking a wee bit more stable, a couple of league games in between by the time it gets to that point. But at this minute in time, if you don't get bodies in, it's just a foregone
conclusion. I still think, no, obviously, the podcast goes out Thursday, doesn't it? So it'll be known by then.
Match day minus two, it goes
that way. We're at today.
I think they'll beat Michland.
I don't know about the defence. I really don't know if you mean 17-year-old and 19-year-old.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Boy Murray did all right, though, no?
Yeah, but it's a lot to ask him, innit? 17-year-old, but a 19-year-old next year.
I don't think Mitchell would...
I don't think they're very good.
No, no, you're right. Can I ask you, right? Full-backs that come in and play in centre-mid, right? Now, I kept thinking myself, when Pep done it, I kept saying to myself, what is the reasoning for doing that? But then I spoke to somebody and they said if they weren't...
Who's the someone that you spoke to?
Robert McHugh, right?
And who's that?
My best strikers that Scotland's ever produced.
Oh, right? Bob McHugh, right, sorry.
So, he was saying if he was to start his career again, he would start his full-back because he got on the ball. So then I thought, the reason these
managers... By the way, sorry, but I need to say that depends who you play with.
But can I also say as well...
If you play with Celtic, aye.
If Bob McHugh is a right-back, he's not getting a grand a week at Queen's Park like he has being a striker. So he's...
Aye.
He'd be on 500, couldn't he?
Nonsense, aye. But what my point is, then it started to click why managers do that with the full-backs. Because they want their best players receiving it. Do you think that's right? Why do managers want it?
Depends what type of player you've got. If you've got James Tavernier and Borna Barisic, you don't want them in centre mid. You want them high and wide, putting cross into the box. And then if you've got wingers like Ryan Kent and Yanis Hadji, who are better in the pockets, you want them to come inside. So it just depends on personnel.
Zinchenko's
like a midfield player, isn't he? He's like a centre midfielder, really.
But their centre mids are unbelievable as well. What is the reasoning they do it?
They used to always do it when Leroy Sané played, because they wanted Leroy Sané touchline being direct, whereas Sterling plays on the left-hand side, they want him close to the striker. Same with Foden or Bernardo Silva.
But Cancelo works so well because Mahrez is one that stays high and wide.
So they used to switch it all the time. Pep doesn't have his fullbacks in centre mid all the time.
No. But what I noticed with Celtic in the first leg was...
Mendy didn't do it. Mendy was very much one that would high and wide.
But what I noticed with Celtic in the first leg was Taylor and Ralston were coming in and McGregor and Soro were wide. I don't know if Soro
kind of peeling into that half fullback.
And once it actually really did work, they got the ball to McGregor, he went by the... and then played a good striker, a good one to striker's feet. But...
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Do you want, like, I'm not confident in Ralston and Taylor receiving the ball in there. And that's nothing to do with him, but I would rather my centre mids go in there and receive it.
Maybe he's hoping that their centre midfielders just stay with Ralston and Taylor, and it allows McGregor space to go and pull wide and get on the ball.
I'm just trying to clear that up in my head. I don't really.
It might not be for him actually get on the ball. It might be for just McGregor and Soro to get on the ball.
When I go into coaching, I take it for myself.
Can you do that in seven of sides?
That's nasty. Yeah, you're in actually. Fun force on it. Fun force, Tony.
Fun force. Get the two going. Brilliant. What about any Scottish signings? We've said Nisbet, Kev, would you take him?
I'd take Nisbet, but is that an area that Celtic need now? If I keep Edward, I think Edward's going to go.
He's away. You would let him go.
He's away.
He wants to go.
He's not there.
They've obviously brought this Japanese boy in Kyogo, who obviously have got big praise from Iniesta.
Yeah.
So do you then go, because Nisbet's not going to cost you £1 million, he's going to cost you £3-4 million again. So for me, as much as I would take him, I'm thinking, would the £3-4 million be better spent elsewhere? Because I think maybe they've got enough up. They've got enough up there.
Maybe you rely on it yet.
You're relying on the well.
But I know what you mean, because he's going to play a 4-3-3 by the looks at this guy, so he's only going to play one
up front. He's only going to play one up front, so
is
for
that
me.
Is that a striker?
Eh?
No, he's a wide player.
I know, but I think he'll.
Wide player that comes in.
I thought he was a striker.
Comes in the pockets.
Oh.
So.
Maybe the best Japanese.
I just think they now. Ever? I think now, like, the defence is where the money needs to be spent.
Yeah.
Because see, if they don't, like, what's the point in scoring goals if you kind of keep them out of the back?
Nate, this is a good time to tell Koke Mizuno story.
Have it be Lenny.
Mark Miller used to make him go up to Lenny and say what?
Mark Miller's not, I think it was Mark Miller, didn't it?
Well, Mark Miller used to tell him things to go and say to Danny McGrain.
Every morning Lenny was in the physio room and Mizuno went up to him and went, "Morning, Ginger." I mean, every single day. I mean, that's incredible.
Wait, Mark Miller had him doing that to Danny McGrain.
Mate,
didn't he get a clue?
Mate, he was mad at me, guy.
He was funny, Mizuno, wasn't
he?
His technique was unbelievable.
It used to be nuts when the foreign players came in for the first time, they couldn't speak a word of English, and then they were slowly learning English. You'd always get them to say something to the gaff on that, and they would like, "What the fuck did you say to me?"
That's superb, man.
Wee cocky, what a guy. Callum McGregor, captain, right decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was in the reserves, I was the leader, so it's hard for me to judge.
So were you his leader? Do you think he's learnt a lot?
No, have you ever watched Prison Break and Theodore Back Teabag?
You look like the guy Teabag.
I'm just about to see Teabag. He used to walk with his pocket out and he followed him. Callum McGregor used to follow him, changing him. It's very good. Listen,
and so, what bit of advice would you give him being Celtic captain? If you wanted looking at the camera to Callum and tell him, give him a wee bit.
I've got this, so I don't want to look into it. Do you know what I mean? It's not a bad image. But what I would say to him is, he's meant to be really vocal, isn't he? We've heard him even in Scotland as well, isn't he?
Is that what you'd say to him?
Aye, just be vocal in that.
Just lead by example.
I think he is the type that will lead by example. He has to be that guy that
drives the team forward, because we've all seen Callum McGregor at his best and he's a right good footballer. So if he can put the kind of performance in, I know everybody else follows around him. I don't think there's any other real candidate to be the Celtic captain.
But
Forrest, James, he hardly speaks to you. So he doesn't speak to anybody in the team. So I just think Callum McGregor, Celtic midfield,
needs to shave that nut, throw that. You can't have an 8 all over being the Celtic captain.
A number one, short back and sides.
You get that shaved, man.
Aye, but
he's supposedly started talking with an Edinburgh accent and that.
Is he?
He's trying to be Bruni, isn't he?
Oh, no way.
I heard that.
Get yourself sorted, eh?
Hey, Ken.
He does look a main candidate, but
yeah. No, he does. He is a leader, isn't he?
Think he'll take his game to the next level?
See, to be fair, even if you're a quiet captain, he leads by example with performances as well, I think.
So. See, when I was made cap, like a couple of games, I hated it.
I hated
it. Yeah, I always felt like you had to
be somebody.
Why?
I was only a young guy. Do you know what I mean? Wet behind the ears, mate.
It's an armband, doesn't
he? Exactly.
I know.
When I think about it now.
But
don't need to wear an armband to be a captain, mate.
No. Oh, no, Andy Harland. That's somebody speaking like
a... No, that's a dig at the real captain at Hearts.
Aye. Who is it?
Who is it?
Oh, big Craigie Gordon.
Oh,
wow. He's coming for his puke.
He's going to say that because he knows Craig Gordon's got to say nothing to him.
That is so out of order.
I'm not even getting a bite out of me, mate.
No, 100%, I totally agree.
Who's the main vocal one at Hearts? Sorry, mate.
Not at all. So I've seen many, many people with a captain's armband.
And a little snub.
And they changed him and fucking wee wreck, and they're getting that pitch in the gate on the big stuff to the fans. We know you're a pussy inside.
Who is it?
I've got to say his name, but I can't say it. But I've seen many captains in the past, because we've got that armband on, sniffing about the gaffer's arse. Fuck that. Do you know what I mean? Forget that.
You didn't need the captain's armband to do that.
No, you don't need to do that. And I've seen real leaders without the armband. But I think there's some players, it was this obsession of being a captain. Don't really get it. As you said, Andy, you don't need a band to be a leader.
I'll give you one as well, right?
I'll give you one as well. We signed a boy to Peterhead. I'll not name his name either. And he phoned up and when we were signing him, good player, he asked if he could be captain.
As soon as he signed?
As soon as he signed.
Recently?
A couple of years ago. We were like, the captain. Put the phone down. A week later, he phones the gaffer again. Can I be vice captain?
No way.
That's what I'm saying. God. I don't know the obsession with people there.
Get his name out, please.
No, I can't.
He's listening to this out and he's shouting.
I was just having the Aberdeen in it, Brennan's.
We've got a right few vocal boys in the changes.
That's what I was doing with that. Just moving on to that.
Love that. That's a different class, that. We'll have different opinions for that.
Oh. Right, okay. What's yours then?
Well,
so Scott Brim's taking the captain's armband off Joe Lewis.
I think that's poor, no?
Fae the manager.
Joe Lewis has been the captain for a few years now. And Scott, like I said, Scott Brim doesn't need an armband to be a captain.
No, you're right.
You just lead every single day anyway and do what he's done for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
If I'm Joe Lewis, I'm raging.
But it's a new manager, so
he wants maybe a fresh start.
He just wants it to be his. I always see that about a man. I never really understood that.
Good point, Paul.
A new manager comes in, there shouldn't be somebody that's already a captain.
Just because he was a captain, he's
captain Ragman. Right. I want to see for myself who is the captain.
So you're having a dig at Joe Lewis?
I just don't think it'd be right, Joe Lewis with the captain's armband when Scott Brown's walking about there.
But Scott Brown would not change the way he is, whether he's got a captain's armband on or not.
I think Joe Lewis is the goalkeeper, isn't he?
Supposedly Joe Lewis was doing things, so Brennan's like, oh, I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
Like that.
Was he?
No, I'm kidding.
And he's apologising, wasn't he, Brennan? No, but if it was Derek McInnes, then I'd be, that's poor.
Yeah.
Because that's been your captain. Aye.
Good point.
Good point.
But a new manager, I think, I've all
Stephen
seen
Glass.
That. I don't understand.
Feels just like I'm walking on broken glass.
You didn't know what
I didn't know. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, as a captain, I always go at like sometimes when I was at clubs and that, and a new manager comes in and you see this.
He's wanting you to be captain.
Wanting me to be, and the previous captain's wanted, but I'm the captain. No, you're not. Let him decide. And if you want to be a captain, go and show you're a captain instead of relying on your past. So I think.
This man was the captain of us in the Euros. So, Kev, what's your take on it? That speech you gave before the Scotland game.
No, Joe Lewis, for me, I never agree with goalkeepers being the captain.
Oh, I dig it, Craig Gordon again.
No, wow. I just don't
think he's getting it.
I just think that.
I'm kind of on your.
I just think that, you're the guy in the middle of the park. I see that if a striker's not doing his job or the defender's not doing his job, you can go and grab him and say, come on, I need a wee bit more out here, whatever. And for me as a goalkeeper, I think his point's the best. That
thanks very much.
If it had been Derek McInnes, it's a problem, I would question it. But because Stephen Glass came in, he's basically just saw Aberdeen to the end of the season and then now he's making his own decisions, and I think he's just decided that Scott Brown...
Would you say Buffon's a bad leader?
Aye, but Buffon...
Hi.
I'm not saying he's a bad leader. I never said that any of the goalkeepers are bad leaders. I just don't agree with that position being the...
Leave it.
Being the... No, just because he's one international superstar goalkeeper and he's the captain, name another one.
Another one?
No, I've got international goalkeeper.
Manuel Neuer, he's pissing. It's all right. Sit down. I'll take care.
But... there's captains and then there's club captains and there's obviously vice captains, but for me, I would rather have my captain. If I ever got that opportunity to put a captain, I would have been the middle.
I won't ever go back to last season. Stupid fucking outfits, stupid hats.
You're just on it now, aren't you?
I'll be back to be number one again.
Analysis.
Good. So do you think strikers shouldn't be captains?
Oh yes, Andy, I like this.
I was a captain, Andy, at Kilmarnock.
Selfish striker.
Shearer was a shite captain. Shearer was a shite captain.
There's no reason. There's no right or wrong reason as to what position as a captain. It's just an opinion. Mind is, I don't feel a goalkeeper should be. So a striker can be a left back, can be a right back, can be. It's just goalkeepers know for me. But whereas strikers, sometimes I think with strikers, and I got this. See if you're no scoring the goals, and you're the captain, and you think you fucking shout everybody else to. Perform, I just always think that, oh fucking hell,
do my job.
Not only Scott Brown experience, he's also living with experience. He's moved in with his grand Craig and a one bed in Aberdeen, so he'll be constantly getting
parties, isn't he?
Yeah,
so I don't know if it's the right age for Bruni to be having that type of life, but Craig Brown does it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Really well. It's great he's moved him in.
Aberdeen 5-1 they beat Hacken.
Simon, I've got to ask you a question. You said that Aberdeen wouldn't finish third or they will struggle top six.
I know, I might go back on that, mate.
That's why I would ask you.
I think he's signed well.
I think. I think his signings have made.
Yeah, Gallagher and Brown are two great signings, yeah. Strike like, America, is it?
Aye. And even the Jet, I don't care about anybody. See anybody of his size in the Premier League, they always do well, big strikers. He's not just a big striker. He's not a target man, but he's physical and he's got great feet. For me, He will do better at Aberdeen than he did at Livingston.
Breaking news. Coffee man will grow the day.
Wow.
You fancy it?
No.
No.
Aye.
What we say, get your arse into the Duchess now? If you're big enough.
Front of West End. See the blind assistants waiting.
Right.
You'll have a guest, like a lunch date with a guest or something.
That's what I'm saying. We gave it all the big licks on when we done the live shows about how much it was brilliant to see each other. We've not seen each other once since he finished.
Aye.
That tells you
about it. Oh, mate, what was your talk? The seagull attack.
Oh my God, we went to Air Beach and a wee boy got attacked by a seagull.
No, no chance.
Mate, four seagulls. He was eating a roll. Fuck you. Four of them clawing him. Mate, and he's running about daft. He done fuck all.
I lay in the lounger.
So I'm trying to fight seagulls off my wee boy, mate. Because he had the roll, and then he's like to me, mate, can you bury my head in the sand and put rolls over my arse?
I know why he didn't do it. And see, when I saw his face, man, there was an oil tap for that, wouldn't
there? What, did your wee boy like refuse to let go of the roll?
He played
was
like a
was
champion,
he
right,
mate.
Was he
all
right? He's like, no bother.
Mate, this was, but
that's wee Craigan, mate. He's tough.
Mate, I'm unbelievable, mate. He was running, and they were just fucking flying right at his seat, and they were landing on his seat and all that, weren't they?
Uh-huh.
I just took the back seat right in the lounger. Horrible, mate, wasn't it?
You were absolutely no use at all, man.
I know.
What would you have done with the role?
What he said. Right.
You would let go of the role, but wouldn't you? I'll take it.
Uh-huh. But he likes his food.
There's a fat baldy guy in front of us, and we were planning to go and buy a loaf and stick it under his bed.
He kept so fling food at a baldy guy.
Bald guy's in front of us, I was like, just leave it under his bed. Good summer, wasn't it, bro?
Who was it we seen skinny dipping in
there? We used to do the Air Beach for 2 years, aye? Was it a wee romantic day?
He got a good reception for your old club there. Your United aye, fans came up to you.
A few fans said, listen, I know the majority give you a hard time, but we're batting you, didn't they?
Yeah.
So it was nice
that
to...
That was nice.
That's what I'm saying. They gave me a hard time. I walked about that beach, bollock naked for about 5 hours. Not one person said a thing to me.
He didn't even take his t-shirt off.
Would you know?
I have got tits that, eh? Hate it,
mate. You must have been sweating. It was roasting, man.
What about the beach with my socks?
Socks and socks and a t-shirt.
You're good now.
Nah, bro, I'm not.
Show us it, bro.
No, no day. No day. But it was good. But the summer was good.
That was a good summer.
I'm that man on the boat and all. Remember?
What was that?
The boat party we had.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, wow.
What was that hanging down with your legs?
that's a bit of a voice.
Right, Lewis Ferguson, they're going to keep him. The wee dildo Derek wasn't
there. Derek wasn't happy,
yeah? No, he wasn't happy.
Nah, a few choice words. No, no, we'll not say who about who.
Looks after he's looking after his son,
right? Right.
I don't like
Lewis.
It. I think you're staying, mate. I think they'll keep him.
Does he sit well with me?
No. But you think he should be allowed to go? He's served them well, offer of going to the Premier League.
These clubs are always going about loyalty. As soon as a player's shit or injured, they get rid of him. Aye. So now a player's going to earn you this amount of money. I bet you, listen, I don't know, but I bet you Lewis Ferguson isn't on an unbelievable contract.
No.
So, give him Watford or give him a week, and then he can stay. If no, let him go.
Aye.
But do you see the point as well, from the club's point of view, that he signed that contract, so it's their right to keep him until then?
That's suppose aye, but I'm surprised, though, that it was at 2 point something million they were off him. I can't believe they're no.
If he was away, you think he'd be away now,
yeah.
Because the interest for Watford's been going on for what, a month?
But it's
Watford
a hard one, somebody else, wasn't
it? It's a hard one, isn't it? Because you're seeing now, you're hearing stuff about Kane coming out and they're saying he might refuse to go to training. But I know Lewis Ferguson wasn't
he? Not going to
do
that.
He was doing everything right.
Can you see it for the club's point of view?
No.
No. In this instance, Simon, having known a wee bit more information about it, I kind of see what when we're talking about the level of money that was being offered and what they were actually looking for, it's not a big...
Yeah. And I bet for the manager as well, as a manager, you didn't want a guy there that doesn't want to be there.
Is it a case of a new chairman? Because the boy at Aberdeen is a new chairman, isn't he? Is it Dave Cormack?
Yeah.
Is it a bit of inexperience from him? Is it a bit of him trying to get a wee bit of limelight? I don't know. I just think that, like Slaney says, Lewis Ferguson gets injured next year. They soon stop caring about him, didn't they? That's how football works. I always say, like, you look after yourself because... See, when all football's done, do you think that Hearts, Kilmarnock, Sunderland, all these teams
are looking
after me now? No chance. No, they have to, but that's my whole point. You look after yourself, that's how football works.
Every player's got a price, isn't
it? Has.
So if Watford meet the valuation, aye. If it's Watford or any other club, then...
Is it good for Scotland as a whole if we get more guys down to the English Premier League?
Well, he's playing at a higher level, aren't he? He's playing in the Premier League, I think. You've seen
what he's done.
The amount of Premier League players that we've got in the national team now, so...
Sometimes a move for Lewis Ferguson to the Premier League, he might not be a certain starter for Watford. He might not even ever see the first team for a number of months, years, whatever it is. But what he'll gain in experience and his time down there will help his career. Because like there is a lot of players go down there and they don't ever quite make the grade.
He'll play, didn't
he? But it's just every Scotland player that recently that's went down, if you look at John McGinn and Tierney and that, like they're ready for the next big moves. That's the level of that. Right, so well, sometimes we get a wee bit undervalued of how good our players are up here.
But Derek's in constant contact with Elton John, isn't he? I think they Zoom chat.
Aye.
They miss days, don't they?
Love it. Leave that candle in the wind.
Derek's bought a piano on that, isn't he?
Is he?
Play, what does he play it with?
What about his live show? But
oh my god.
See, when you think about him,
brilliant, isn't it? I just love that he comes on and gets steaming.
But see, when you think about him, genius asset for him, innit? Really. The best was after the show, he just walked up and was like, great show, lads.
Aye. No, like, dude, you just had a show.
Mr. McCoy, stop there.
Well, put a bit of context on it, right? So he's the biggest lightweight I've ever seen.
Oh my god.
Ever.
You had 3 pints or something, man.
You see, it's amazing what I'm doing.
It was like a third or fourth fly show or something. Now we're in here, we had a couple of drinks before. I think we had two pints.
2 pints,
and just before we left, he was sitting, I seen him just gazing into the air, and they looked at me
he had,
like,
he had Bacardi Brie, was it not 2 Bacardi Breezers he got?
And he looked at me and went, are you feeling these pints?
A wee 13-year-old guy, man.
Aye, he was terrible. He's got previous for that.
What about his tracky, you know? Lucy's Under Armour tracky.
What a hero, your guy.
Oh, and the best guy, Derek. Frank as well. Right, quickly, Hibs, Paul Hanlon, new captain as well. New captain's all over the place.
Aye, I thought Swazi was a setup.
Frank Swazi, he must be raging in the experience.
He must be, Paul Hanlon, fair play. Candidates again, who are we saying? Lou Stevenson's been there for about 15 years, but he's not got any team, is he?
Yeah, okay. So, right, I just want to ask you, because we're going to bring St Johnstone into this as well. I called him third this year. I'm going to stick with it. Oh, I know. Bite yourself. Okay, he's going for third.
I'll go with Hibs.
Hibs again?
I think Aberdeen bounce back.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think they've made some good signings in their performance. I know they weren't the team they're playing that hacking money, an elite team, but Aberdeen took care of them quite comfortably. So
Hibs also won 3-0.
Hibs for me would have been my choice. But I think Hibs will lose some of their key players.
Who like Nisbet?
I think they might lose. I think even if they
Irvine's just
he moved to, was it a team abroad?
St Pauli,
aye. So for me, even if they lose Nisbet and they get 3-4 million quid, Hibs are only going to go out and then spend 3-4 million quid on a striker to replace Nisbet. So for me, if they lose Nisbet, I don't think they'll struggle. I just maybe don't think they'll be the force that they might be with him.
Replacing what, 16
goals? You see his goal the other night, when they played a wee intro, 1-2 around the corner, and he went to strike, and he paused, didn't even touch the ground, and he managed to just swing at it. Man, what a finish. That was proper striker finishing. Brilliant. So, we'll see. But
is,
no,
there
I think
chance,
Aberdeen,
is there any chance?
Hearts.
For
third?
Nah.
No?
Andy's obviously sitting here, but I think Hearts would just be happy.
Best centre-back in the league?
I would agree with that, Simon.
Three best centre-backs in
the league? Suter. Best goalie.
What, best in the league?
Right. Suter.
What, best in the league?
Best
any team?
When fully fit.
What, better than anybody?
He up there for me.
Is he?
I really like
Craig Gordon's up there. He'll be up there competing with Griggsy.
Midfield at Arnina.
But the problem is...
one centre-man is really good. Harry's really... He's really...
without being thing, because Andy's sitting here, Hearts haven't even went out and bought a lot of players yet, so... I think they need to get some key signings in. They need to get squad players in, because I don't think in depth they've got a great squad. And you'd be to tell us a bit more about that.
I agree, we need signings, but I'll try. And I still think there's plenty of time now. Yeah. Still got a month, but they've definitely been trying to get a couple of bodies in. We've still basically got the same team for the Championship. The only boy that's came in is boy Alex Cochran on loan for Brighton. So everyone's going to have their own say about targets. I just think for a team like us that's coming up, everyone knows we want to be competitive in the league, but I think take it a game at a time.
I think
I
never understand going out in the media at the start of the season saying we want third. Do you know what I mean? Why? Just
Hearts
finished top. Saturday, get 3 points.
See, you've just came up as well. You can't be shouting.
Hearts finished top six. That's for me. That'll be a great season.
Top six.
Top six would be amazing. I think fans might hear a wee bit more expectancy, but get top six, get you back in the league, and then next year move forward. I think a couple of wins against Hibs and the derbies. Keep everybody happy.
Just before we go, you've obviously played at a good level, Rangers. Good suitor play for Rangers?
Mate, I've told you before that. I really like Suter and Talks. I think the two of them are really good. And I think a big foundation of success we're going to have this year will be clean sheets. Yeah. I think we've kept 11 clean sheets in a row.
Wow. As good as Suter is, right?
Suter done a Zidane turn against us in backfield in the middle of the pitch.
As good as yes, the problem we got with somebody signing him, taking the gamble, is the fact he's had those injuries, and it's a shame, because Celtic's needing a centre half.
I'll tell you one thing about the two of them as well. None of you would think both of them are rapid.
I've seen that day. We played Jess.
Is he
really quick?
Like filled it over the years.
Strong, big, strong, quick. Both comfortable.
How old is he now?
25 maybe.
Jesus Lordy.
He's been about for years, hasn't he?
They all your test works, didn't
they? No play with. He's in United really young.
Yeah, he's in the team young. Right, St Johnstone, as we've said, kept all the players, looks like so far. I think they should do it.
So weird how that's happened. They've kept all the players and just won the double.
I think Big Rooney's had a bid for Rotherham, haven't he? But St Johnstone have knocked it back. I thought Kerr would be getting...
That's what kills me a wee bit. These boys, like, were they going to have a season like that again? When you're hot... What's that saying?
When you're hot?
No, like...
Strike when iron's hot.
So I think if you get a chance to move, I would do it. Like, these boys might not have another season like this again. That money could go and change your life for the rest.
Money talks.
Oh, it's big.
Just as long as I can hear it, I must rather be forever in blue jeans.
Name out.
Dundee back up. Will survival be good for him? By the way, you look at Dundee squad as well.
Very good.
Good squad.
Yeah.
Can you have Charlie Adam back in the league?
Charlie Adams.
Met him in DiMaggio's. Nice guy.
Aye. Back on everyone in that cup as well, weren't they?
Aye.
Who did they just sign as well?
Big Killian.
Killian Sheridan, aye.
Who's the other one?
Dundee boys, check his boxers for skid marks every morning. Oh, big man's always got skid marks, eh?
Aye, follow it.
Check him every morning, he had them.
The sheriff.
The sheriff. The sheriff's back in town. Dirty sheriff.
Dirty sheriff.
Rusty sheriff badge. All these boxers. Dundee stay up. I think it'll be between myself, Livingston and Ross County. Who goes down?
Agreed.
Who?
Livingston and Ross County.
Do you think it's between them?
Yeah. I think Dundee will have more than enough to stay up.
I think Simon, you know what, I was thinking who else in the league here that they've not spoken about. You've mentioned Libby there. I think they could potentially struggle this year. Why or how?
The Gucci's.
I think it's something to do with the footwear of the manager. Mm. Or maybe the vests with the bean stains doing it. I don't know.
We're hoping he's washed them over the summer.
I tell you what, St Murdoch all right as well. Yeah. Watched a couple of their games in the cup.
I think they scored 9 goals in the cup or something, didn't they?
I was arguing with who, was it?
Aye, right? But we never got seeded because they got awarded a 3-0 victory against Forfa, because Forfa had COVID.
Oh, totally did.
You've got a
maddest thing I've ever seen.
We'll keep this holding. But I think Alan Power's a good signing. I was arguing with mate, he thought it was a bad sign. I think Alan Power's a good signing for something.
That's a good player to sign.
I think it's going to be a good league this year.
So do I.
I think it's going to be a very competitive league. Oh, early place.
I think there'll be 10 teams that'll think they could get in the. I don't think Livingston or Ross County will think, but I think the rest will think they can get in top 6.
Yeah, I do.
It's going to be brilliant this year. It's going to be the best it's been in a long, long time, I think.
We'll get to our dark horses now, won't we?
Yes. Your dark horse only went and won the Euro, so.
Oh, I know. Wow.
If he's not picking Hearts, I'll be very disappointed. So here we go, prediction time.
Oh, no.
This is where the abuse comes in, isn't
it? Aye, this is
where. This is where you turn your Twitter. As soon as the podcast gets there, turn your Twitter notifications
out. What's that big dopey Kyle talking about again?
Who's that? Your missus saying that?
Aye, and everybody else.
She was another star of the Euros, wasn't she?
She was.
Oof.
No,
5 minutes with that thing.
Ah, tell me.
Oof.
Right, Simon Fenner, who do you think will win the league?
Got to be Rangers, isn't it? If you're a betting man, you've got to bet Rangers. One thing I will say is, though, similar position last year, I thought Celtic would canter in the league with the two squads and their form the previous season. So I think if Celtic get a couple in, it could be. I think fans being back and will make a massive difference. But as it is right now, you would need to say Rangers favourites for the league.
Paul, I'll go. I'll quite openly say that Rangers for me are the strong favourites for the Premier League. I think they had obviously the undefeated season last year. The pre-season games show that they've just continued that on. Made some good signings, and for me, must be guaranteed favourites. Like you say, Simon, Celtic sign a few players, things can change, but the players that Celtic need to sign have to be of real quality.
Mm.
I'll go toss up with Rangers or Hearts. But I'll say Rangers will just pip it. Hey, right, Paul.
Unfortunately, time is up. Thanks very much for the first show.
Come on, Paul, just say who you think.
No, listen, I'm always honest, and I think when you bring a note, always honest.
James Forrest, team here.
Yeah, 100%. A few people bit at that, didn't they? So listen, I think when you've got a noisy in charge, it's going to be wild.
I don't think Andy's going to stop that wild.
Hold me in your arms, don't let me go. I want to stay forever, closer each day.
Ange Plastic, what's his second name?
Ange Plastic, I don't know.
Rubbish, isn't it?
Terrible Andy. Neighbours maybe would have been better. Yeah. He'll be relegated. Ross County.
I don't mind commenting who wins the league, because it's always one or the other anyway. But see, even the minute you mention a team,
who cares? That's what you're here for.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you get paid the big dough.
I'm going to say Livingston.
Oh.
I'm a no comment. My arse is firmly sitting on that fence.
Okay, that's fair enough. I can understand why you're doing that.
I think who's going to go down, Simon?
I've not really spoken about Dundee United. Are you worried
about Dundee United? Listen, I think this guy's a bit an obvious. Am I wrong?
No, he's inexperienced as a new manager, so yeah. He's obviously coming through.
I always seem to worry about that. But
you can't get relegated with Shankland.
Will they be
in
there?
Like, say Shankland, Mulgrew and your team, you can't get relegated.
I don't know if Shankland's going to
Simon,
be there.
Simon, who took on the Ross County job after you?
Malcolm Mackay.
Right, I'll change my levy to Ross County.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No. Oh, the manager sent him, didn't they?
What is it about Malcolm Mackay?
I just think Ross County had that wee bit of X Factor under Big Yogi. And I just think...
He's not getting your X Factor?
Nah.
He could make them harder to beat, though.
He could, aye. Big Malky could.
Malky's got good experience, that's what I'm saying.
Aye.
And obviously.
Malky's managed some good sides.
So, Dundee, we've not really spoken with Dundee United, but you think they could be in trouble?
No.
Your big mate Charlie will be happy with that when he comes for a coffee. Wait till I tell him.
Charlie's winning, isn't he?
Yeah.
There's no chance. Ross County, isn't it?
Ross County.
I safe option.
See, because your two pals play with Dundee United, and you've shot it with Ross County. Okay. Dark Horses, well, we need to go with a man who's the king of the Dark Horses. Andrew Halliday, who will be the dark horse?
You're going to be shocked for this. I'm going to go Dundee United.
Wow.
Based on?
I think they're improving their position last year. I think, like you said, you can't have the strikers they've got and no day well. They've made a couple of good signings. Big Charlie's a great signing, like, regardless of his age.
Yeah.
Do you almost Stevie Frail?
Do you think how they act match day minus two, three... Plus 2-3 will also stand them
100%. Yeah. Where did they finish last year? 9th? They're not finishing 9th again. No chance.
Right?
Well, St Johnstone were 6th, St Mirren were 7th, Motherwell pipped 8th. No?
Yeah, you're right, 9th, aren't you?
They're finishing better than 9th.
By the way, there's one we've not mentioned. I worry for Motherwell. Lost Gallagher. Never done well after Gallagher when Gallagher never played last year. Also, lose your top goal scorer in Devante Cole in pre season, having they been great. Motherwell could be doing that. I'm going to go with Motherwell. I think Livingston, because of the spirit they've got in the team, will maybe finish third bottom, Motherwell. I'll go Motherwell second bottom.
Aye.
Wow.
Who's going to score goals? Tony Watts does really well, but doesn't he get you 12, 15 a season? Unless...
Dark horses this season. Dark horses, as in...
So you've went Dundee United, sorry, Dark Horses. Where are you going, Kev?
I think Hearts might do well.
I'm going to go
Hearts. In terms of... Like, see any team...
Not a lot of people fancy.
No, but see any team that comes up... And if you finish top six, for me, that's successful. Because when you come up from the Championship, you're just expected to stay in the league. So if you can get into top six, for me, I'm going to say Hearts.
I think Nielsen. I think he's brilliant. I think McCart's brilliant. I think you'd want to play under guys like that.
So I think Robbie sometimes gets a bit of a hard time from the Hearts fans. And I'd like to see Hearts turn it around and actually, wait a minute here, he's doing a right good job. But, hey, same again, happy to be proved wrong, but... I'm pretty sure, and no, I think Hearts might do well.
I think Hearts need a wee number, a wee 10 creative.
We need a couple of players, but
aye,
the squad we've got now.
Keeping Nicholas and the team fit.
That's big for us, definitely.
Yeah.
Especially as it stands.
Yep.
I still think St Johnstone should be dark horses based on the budget that they've got.
Aye.
Well, that's a good shout. Do you want to see the Bill in the Champions League?
No.
That's just fucked. That's us. Well done, boys.
Well done, troops.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.